I don't remember the Chinese bottle.
Oh, you still have to go.
Yeah. Which was really nice of them.
Well, I might do it on the next one.
Okay. They did. Okay.
Yeah, let me know what
I didn't know it. Yes.
Sorry. This is completely random, but is there any, particular reason that, right after they kind of just, pop out at you that they would, sing? I don't know
what?
Why. I don't know. I was at the house and I saw her, it, whatever you want to call it, and for some reason it started singing.
What'd they sing?
I don't know. It was some weird muffled cracked lady voice. It was I don't know. It was really weird.
It sounds like that was a human spirit. Oh, are we singing over here too? I'm sorry. A little psychic humor. It's okay. I think you're dealing with the human spirit there, and I would not be that concerned, but you might want to call the Band of Mercy. All right? And just, or were they at your house or?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to write. Sometimes people just kind of wander in.
But the only thing is, that's the thing that we thought was the demonic with the lady.
It might not, you have to understand, sometimes with the demonic come human spirits, and they will use human spirits to mess with you. Mm-hmm. So that might not have been a demonic. Okay? Sorry, Liz. Okay.
I asked her to quit talking about the demonic.
Liz was saying, can't we do something happier?
Let's do some healing.
Well, what can be any more happy than the demonic?
Oh, joy.
So my guides come in and say, you need to talk about the bound spirits. Okay.
I'm sorry.
And you need to know that there is a different band of mercy. You don't know about this, and a lot of you do not know about this. There are people that get earthbound and fall as servants of the demonic. These are people who have been either, and we spoke of it briefly earlier before the break, either they messed with the demonic, or they got into witchcraft, got into dark witchcraft, and they sometimes sold their souls for whatever it happened to be, thinking it really wasn't a truth, or they were doing spells, and they messed up, and they got themselves bound to the demonic. Now, very often, the Band of Mercy cannot remove these particular souls because they are bound to the demonic. The Archangel Michael cannot do anything with these souls because they are not demons. They are human beings. So, you have to call upon the Glory Band of Mercy. The Glory Band of Mercy are those who have been servants, human servants of the dark side, and have been redeemed back to God, and then have chosen to become the Glory Band. And they are the only ones that can really remove those human souls that are servants of the dark side. You need to call upon the Glory Band. They are to be called upon in the same way as the Band of Mercy, only and in the name of Jesus Christ. And the same thing. They offered either put them into protected sanctuary or put them into the light or let them go into the light. But you have to say the appropriate protected sanctuary, because they can't go into the regular protected sanctuary. So that's information that needs to be out there. Any questions? Do you understand what I told you? If you don't understand, let me know, because that means that other people who are listening don't understand either, and I need to clarify. Yeah? Really? Good. Yay. Newbie, do you understand?
Sort of.
What do you not understand?
I had a question in the break when everyone's talking about seeing demons and these lights and different beings, because I don't see those. And I asked my dear and very enlightened cousin, Liz, and she explained to me that a demon can be any time that you feel anything other than love. It doesn't have to be that you necessarily see a certain being. Is that correct? Or are we...
9 times out of 10, you're not going to see them.
Okay. So okay. That made so much sense to me.
Well, that's nice, but that isn't the way it works.
Well, it's like when you're feeling angry or sad. That's the darkness, is it not?
The dark side, not... Well, the dark side is there 24/7, okay? The light side is there 24/7. The dark side's always yammering at you, saying negative stuff and trying to agitate you and keep you in a negative attitude. The good guys over here are trying to lighten you up. Now, what they do is they don't mess with your ego. They just give you information, okay? Mm-hmm. The dark side messes with your ego. They tell you you're unworthy, you're fat, you don't look good, no one likes you, all that sort of thing. And that's always around us, okay? Now, if you go under demonic attack, there is a reason for that. And either you've moved into a house that has had demonic going on into it, or you passed through some place where there's demonic that you've hooked into, or you brought somebody into your life that's under demonic attack. There are spiritual reasons for that. And there are 3 steps to demonic attack, okay? And the first step is oppression, obsession, possession. Okay?
Gotcha.
Say that again, Carol, the order.
Oppression.
Let me get this right.
Obsession. Possession.
Oops.
So you never want to get oppressed. If you do, you can get rid of it. You're going to have to lift your spirit. You ask you to have the lifting done. That's the first thing that you do. You get that lifting done. The next thing you do is put your mind in a better place. And recognize you're a child of God, and nothing can hurt you, unless it's your lesson, and let's hope it's not. And your lesson is to learn to stand and take care of yourself. So, in truth, you should be fine. But you always keep yourself in a better space. And I have to psych me. Now, I'm kind of like you guys. I wake up
John
morning.
Shaw.
Really?
That sounds evil.
I wake up just like you guys. I have my good days and my bad days. And there's those bad days where I go, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to work. This is insanity. I'm just going to go back to sleep and it'll all go away. And I have to sometimes go, Carol, you have to get up. Let's psych ourselves. Attitude is everything. Today is going to be a day for you to learn something. We don't know exactly what it is, but it's going to be something. And you've got to change your attitude. Okay, I've got to change my attitude. Okay, attitude, go from negative to positive. Now. So I shift gears, okay?
Now I'm going,
okay, I have a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's wonderful. It's all going to be good. I psyched myself into a positive attitude. Now, it might take me a little longer some days than others, but I have to do this. Yes?
You mentioned briefly that the type of demonization can be brought in by other people.
Yes.
Do you ever have waves of those people?
I do. Yeah. Sure. But you have to cite, you have to take authority, you have to stand.
There's nothing you can do about them. You've got to work with yourself.
You've got to work with yourself. But you don't allow them into your space. Well, unless you're working with them. I don't care.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. They leave cooties. Demon cooties.
It's true.
And I'm sorry, my space is my space and God.
You're a cootie free zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cootie free. No. You can go to their house, but then you can touch cooties.
I'll take something better.
Family, that's their choice. That's fine. It's your choice how you want to live. Now, I guess you could do the lifting right after they leave. Now, you'd be in the house blessing right after they leave. That would help if you choose to do it that way. But what do you want to associate? And don't tell me they're your family. Get a new family.
Working on it. Well, I have a reading next week, so.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
The family we're born with isn't always the family we should have.
Well, the family that we're born with very often are the family that we're supposed to overcome. Mm-hmm. And consequently, now, that's not always the case, okay? I have a daughter. But very often we have to overcome them, and we have to choose whether or not we want to have that type of vibration around us. And if they cheat and steal and lie and do all that stuff, I'm sorry, they don't come to my house. Mm-mm. That's just the way it is. I don't care if they spill blood going, I am your family. You're not my family up there. You may be blood, but you're not my spiritual family. Is that more uplifting?
Thank you. So I have a question then.
Okay.
Speaking of your property and your house and keeping cooties away, of course you're going to roll your eyes and look at me like I have three heads, but I'm going to tell you what I've done. I've asked Archangel Michael to cast a protective shield upon my property that no one with ill intent may cross into my property. And I do that every night.
Okay.
So I don't have three heads? Usually you look at
two.
Me.
No, that's okay.
Just two.
You can be creative to some extent, but you always say if it is appropriate.
Oh, I don't get to make the rules?
No.
Okay. I still have done it, and it's so far so good.
Well, I when in doubt, just kind of like insurance, I always say, if it is appropriate, I would please ask. Okay. And then if it is appropriate, it's done. If it's not appropriate, I didn't break the spiritual law.
So, Carol, when would it not be appropriate for Liz's house to be protected?
I don't know if it would or wouldn't. It might not be Archangel Michael's job to be sitting on Liz's house.
Oh, but he loves me.
He loves a lot of people, let me tell you.
I know.
Could she not call upon whatever angels would be appropriate?
You might ask the Archangel Michael to send what would be appropriate to protect your house.
the appropriate guardian angels are the appropriate ones of his legions to protect your house and property. I don't know if it would be appropriate to put a shield, but you could do that. There's so many finites in there. I'm very cautious about how I state things like that.
I guess what I'm saying is, what if there's a lesson she was to learn through
that's going to happen.
Her boundary being breached by...
That would happen in any event.
So then it would be appropriate to allow that.
No, what I'm saying, if there is a lesson for her
to learn it,
no matter what, that lesson would be allowed because it's her lesson and she put it into place. Oh, by the way, you put all your lessons into place.
Yeah.
I have a question. I really don't know how to word it.
Okay.
I just feel there's a fine line between honorably protecting yourself and trying to help others.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. We are not supposed to sacrifice ourselves to help others, particularly if they don't want the help. Okay?
It might be their lesson.
You're getting it, exactly.
Okay. One of the projects I took on, was helping long-term incarcerated inmates rehabilitate into society, mm-hmm. and has turned around and bite me in the ass big time.
I think that what you did was you personalized. And you personalized them getting the help that you wanted them to get. And you personalize their appreciation for the work that was being done for them. You need to understand that people that go into institutions like that, there's something wrong. Okay? It could be possession, could be mental illnesses. It can be social problems that they have, their upbringing. They may have all sorts of things that you're not aware of. And I have learned through the years, you can't fix another human being. And when you try to fix them at your expense, it's just downright stupid. Okay?
Been there.
We have all done this. As spiritual people, we have all put ourselves on the spiritual line, trying to aid someone or to help someone, only to be taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because there are individuals that see this as total weakness, opportunists. And you deal with a lot of sociopaths. I think if you go into it as a professional, do what you can do, and walk out, and separate it from your personal life, you'd be fine. I think you've taken it on personally. For all of you, that is a huge mistake. Been there, done that. I used to be executive director of the Kidney Foundation of Arkansas. And I gave my life to it, and I got solved. So I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
You have a lesson here.
I'm learning it so hard.
It's the only way you can learn it. There is no easy way. I wish there were, but I'm trying to hand it to you in the easiest way that I know how, but I know that you're still going to have to get kicked. Because there's really no other way to really, really learn it. Because my words are going to go
Yeah, that makes sense. Right over your heads.
But have Kemper and Kidney learn this time. You don't have to do anything this time.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You get new ones.
I have a question. A happy question, Liz. You talked about the divas and the different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a list of them? Does everything have a diva?
Everything has a diva.
Every living thing.
How
do we know
rocks,
about
stones, trees?
Okay. How do we know the difference to ask about, to ask a guide of or a diva of? Like before you told the example for writing, to ask for a guide of writing.
You
so
don't
if,
ask,
it, if it's an event, to ask for help in something or to ask for something different? I'm trying to find the difference.
Guide is human. Divas are nature spirit.
Guides are humans that have that are helping out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You don't ask for a guide for anything dealing with nature.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So you can just assume that there is a diva of it if it's anything to do with nature.
Yes.
There is one. Okay.
For instance, I was just talking to her about this in the break. We're going crystal hunting tomorrow, and we're supposed to ask the Legion of Pan to send us the Diva of Crystals to help us find crystals.
Can I remember that one?
Yeah, there we go.
Crystals.
Okay, we are running out of time. So, I'll ask one more question and then we'll do circle. Yes?
Do you know anything about Hegeloff lore? In this dictionary of angels, there's a. It says Gehori and Hegeloff lore, an angelic guard stationed at the seventh heavenly hall.
That dictionary has everything in the world in it. I have not.
Oh, I guess I could
it.
Just look that up, couldn't I?
Sorry.
Well, let me answer my own question.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I'm knowledgeable, but I'm not that knowledgeable.
Okay. So they are. Oh, sorry.
You
know,
I don't.
See. Carol.
Sorry. Yes, Liz.
We won't talk about this tonight because it's going to go way too, but can we talk about the Odic Force sometime?
Your blood?
Yeah,
sure. If you want to. Yeah, we can.
No, I like that.
We can interrelate it to ley lines and all that sort of thing. That would be a good topic. Mm-hmm. Write it down.
Yes, ma'am.
Please understand, I don't get into mythologies. I don't get into a lot of the historical negative religions. I have been taught directly, and the information that I have been taught deals with practical day-to-day living and protection and how to deal with whatever comes your way. So I really don't get into any of the mythological and or theories and or religious context. And I have yet to memorize the entire spirit community and or angelics. So don't ever ask me that again. Okay, circle.